Are you still relying on social media to cover digital? Well, what if I told you could start making a real difference online and it won't take much more time than it takes to make a social media post? So let me start with a quick story this week. A while back, I was talking to a frustrated station owner who told me, you know, we post on social media all the time and on Facebook, you know, we put our contests, our photos, our community stuff there, our local news. And he said, I swear, nobody sees it except my wife and I. And he pulled out his phone and he showed me a post about a local event, maybe a dozen likes on it. Another one about a school issue, barely got registered. And he said, you know, I don't get it. We talk about this stuff on air and the phones light up. But when you put it on social media, crickets, basically. And then I said, well, when was the last time you put that kind of update on your website? And he paused for a moment and he said, you know, honestly, I don't know. We just put everything on Facebook. And that conversation has actually played out more times than I can count at these conventions that I go to. So today, I'd like to speak to those of you who are not doing anything with your station website yet, and you're relying on social media still. You know, for years, radio stations, we were trained to believe that social media was, you know, the destination. If it was on Facebook, you were doing digital. And for a while that made sense, but, you know, the reach was there, the engagement was there, you know, but today social media feels like you're yelling into a crowded room or a crowded stadium and just hoping that the algorithm lets you be heard. Meanwhile, the stations that are doing better online aren't doing more social. They're doing something smaller, more consistent. They're publishing just one local update per day on their station website. Not a big blog post, not a newsroom operation, just one useful local update, and that's it to get started. And here's why that works so well, at least at first. When you publish on social media, you're renting that space. We've said that before, and we'll say it over and over and over again, but you don't own that audience. You don't control who sees what, and you can do everything right and still get buried because the platform decided that something else mattered more that day. And that's normally the latest cat meme or something like that. It just depends on the person and what they're interested in. Your website is different. It's 100% yours. When you put a local update on your site, it doesn't disappear tomorrow and it becomes searchable. So it can be found by someone who didn't even know your radio station existed. So it lives quietly there doing its job long after you've moved on to the next break. And so it just keeps there and social media keeps it in the background. The beauty of the one local update per day idea is it's not overwhelming. Most stations don't struggle with digital because they don't care. They struggle because digital always feels like it has to be this big, huge thing, new initiative, big plans, content calendars that look great on paper. And then it all falls apart when real life happens. One update per day doesn't feel like a big project. It feels kind of like a habit. And around the first of the year, I mean, habits are good to start. Over time, that habit can compound. 5 updates per week turn into 20. 20 turns into a couple hundred per month. And suddenly your website isn't just a place to stream the radio station. It's a living record of what's happening in your community. And that's when you start really making a difference. And people start to notice, okay, I can keep coming back here on a regular basis. And that means more revenue and more engagement for you. And so, okay, so what does a local update look like? Well, here's the honest answer. If you talk about it on air, or if you want to mention it on the radio, that qualifies. If you've explained it in a break, you can take time to explain it in a post. And if your listeners are talking about it and you're calling about it, that's definitely worth writing about. If it affects people in your coverage area today or next week, that counts too. This isn't about like writing like a newspaper. It's just about being helpful. You know, we blog every single week here at Skyrocket Radio, and all of that helps us. It's a part of our content marketing strategy because search engines and now AI tools in search, they love the kind of content that is updated regularly because it sends a very clear signal. This station or this business or whatever is active and they're local and the station is paying attention to what's going on. And so we can bump them up in search results for your area or your community. So here's something else that sneaks up on you when you start doing this. Once your website has one, at least one local update every day, everything else gets easier. All right. So you've got something fresh to reference on the air. You've got something easy to share on social media without scrambling for ideas. Your app suddenly feels alive. Your homepage looks like it's current rather than frozen back in 2002. All right. So your website starts being something that you stop apologizing for, and it starts being the thing that everything else points to. Now, please don't think, okay, well, our folks, they're used to, you know, posting on social media. We'll just put a social media on the site. That way social media is updated and our website updated is too. Well, that's a bad strategy because those, that kind of content, it's not picked up by search engines, so it doesn't do you any good there. And those widgets, they're really good for nothing more than taking people off of your website, away from your content and your advertisers, and back into that social media abyss that keeps them gone for the rest of the afternoon. So how do you actually start turning this into something that is real without another failed initiative? Don't announce it. Don't create some big policy. Don't hold a meeting. Don't decide that, you know, just decide what weekdays get the local update. Monday through Friday, just one thing. Pick someone, one person, and give them permission to keep it short and simple. It doesn't have to be very long. Don't worry about perfection. You just worry about showing up. A couple hundred words is plenty. Now, you're probably thinking, gosh, a couple hundred words. Well, you want to do something that's a couple hundred words because search engines love longer content. Sometimes less is okay, but they normally like to keep it around a couple hundred words. Now, you can use free AI tools to help you with this. So really, all you have to do is you can go out and grab a news story from somewhere else and put it in the AI and say, hey, rewrite this for me. And that is your content for the day. Just get it up before lunch and move on with the day. That's it. And it all is going to, should take just a few minutes to do, just like it would if you were making something on social media. All right. Right now, everybody else is chasing likes and trying to fight the algorithm that they don't control. And the stations that are quietly winning are doing something much simpler. They are showing up at least once per day on their own turf. And over time, you're going to discover that local content is going to beat social media every single day of the week. Now, if you like content like this, be sure that you are subscribed to our weekly newsletter because that goes out every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. and it contains more great information just like this that can help you move your station forward. Just head on over to skyrocketradio.com and click on newsletter. And be sure that you like and subscribe wherever you're getting this because, again, we have more of this great content to help move your radio station forward. The name of the podcast is Better Radio Websites for a reason. We want you to have a better radio website. And if you need a better website platform to get you there, and then that's what we're all about at skyrocketradio.com. We'd love to talk to you to help you reach your digital goals here in the new year. Hope this information is helpful. If it has, be sure to like and subscribe. We so much appreciate that. Have an awesome week online, making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.